give me the 20 hardest strokes of your life right here. Give it everything you have.
It's one of the most grueling sports that Olympic athletes will be competing in during the London Games.
Keep it up, guys.
Rowing.
That's it.
Just listen to the coxswain and the crew.
I won 10 of the hardest strokes of your life.
And Maryland's own David Banks, a graduate of Churchill High School in Potomac, will take to Dorney Lake near Windsor Castle in the U.S. men's eight boat with dreams of winning Olympic gold.
When you compete for your country, you realize, you know, it's not just you trying to make selection, trying to make the boat. You're really representing a whole nation, and it really hits you. You feel like you've let down millions of people, and it's a different element to it, and I definitely think that you want to always be at the top of whatever you're doing, and that's in our sport, that's the top of it, is an Olympic gold medal.
4 years ago, Banks finished ninth in the four-man boat at the 2008 Olympics in Beijing, and now he's a member of one of the 12 crews that will represent the United States at the 2012 Olympic Games in London, all from a Maryland Olympic athlete who didn't even start rowing until his freshman year in college. Heck, he was cut three times from the U.S. national team before he earned a spot on the 2008 U.S. Olympic rowing team.
In high school, in earlier years, secondary school, I played basketball and ran track and field athletics. When I got to Stanford, they compete on a pretty high level in both those sports. And I was either thinking of trying to walk on one of those teams or try something new. And I just, on a whim, decided to try out rowing. And just kind of liked it, stuck to it, and tried to get better from there.
This is us. This is our time. Remember this. This is what we've worked so hard for.
And while rowing is now his passion, Banks grew up here in Maryland with plenty of sports heroes, but none of them in rowing.
You know, we have Michael Jordan, and that's one of them. My dad was always really into boxing, so he had the great boxers, you know, Muhammad Ali and guys like that. And just, you know, people who not only affected their sport, but also sort of affected, you know, communities and people around them. You know, Jim Brown, guys who, you know, they had a sense of perspective of what they were doing. You know, they're at the top of their level, but also, you know, realize their place in not only their community, but elsewhere.
Once David Banks made the crew team at Stanford as a walk-on, he found that he really got the same rush from rowing that he had joined while growing up in Maryland, running track and playing basketball.
That sort of got me into it, just the competitive phase of it. I had great coaches at Stanford who really helped me along and tried to help me, introduce me to the sport, and yet introduce the technical aspect as well as just the competitiveness of it and the passion for it.
And when his rowing career is over, Banks says he would like to work in construction and community development. And when David Banks sets his mind on something, he has proven to have the wherewithal to make it happen.
So let's move this ball forward. That's it.
Scott Wyckoff, WBAL and WBAL.com.